Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
So how much are you willing to give up for climate change is the question posed in the Irish Examiner. Not a lot would appear to be the answer. Men cannot see themselves eating less meat. Young people who care about climate change are still unwilling to give up flying. And older people are reluctant to stop using open fires to heat their homes. This is a new Department of Environment survey of 4,000 people, which also finds that some climate activities are perceived as Dublin-centric and alienate people in more regional and rural areas. And some of these climate change measures are also seen as middle class, according to the survey. Overall, the survey finds that the likes of inflation, crime, healthcare and immigration are far more likely to worry people than climate change. And the survey finds that climate change fatigue is setting in. People think they are taking enough climate action when they actually need to do a lot more. Many people are reluctant to live car-free. Many are skeptical about the value of the adoption of heat pumps. And as I say, climate action policy is viewed by some as being urban, middle class and Dublin centric. Also, people think that climate change is far away rather than happening in Ireland today. So that's the front of the Irish Examiner. The front of the Irish Times says that surging corporation and income tax receipts have boosted the state's financial position, which means that we can expect a giveaway budget, it would seem. The government has been handed the means to deliver a giveaway budget before the next general election. This is despite all the warnings about relying on multinational profits. Our corporation tax receipts have continued to grow, and Minister for Finance Jack Chambers will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. But the Exchequer returns show a 9% rise in state income driven by a surge in corporation tax. So we can expect spending increases and tax cuts as we get ready for an election at some stage before March. Irish Independent: lack of doctors at crash scenes is costing lives. There are calls for a service to put doctors at the scene of serious accidents. Apparently it's desperately needed here to cut the soaring number of deaths on our roads, according to medical experts. Calls are growing for Ireland to introduce a helicopter-led emergency medical service. Currently, many crash victims don't get a doctor's care until they reach hospital. So the idea, you fly in the doctors in helicopters and land them at the crash site, and this could save lives. It's called a helicopter emergency medical service there. So you can read more about that in the Indo. The Irish Daily Mail: dreams cut short, never to be again. A mother and daughter had their dreams all cut short when they were among four people killed in just 24 hours on Ireland's roads. This is Aisling Moore and her 8-year-old daughter Abigail Moore, who died after the car they were travelling in collided with a lorry in Mayo. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page: four dead in 24 hours. And the Irish Daily Star: heartbreak beyond words is the headline. The Irish Sun is continuing up its Kids Can't Wait campaign, demanding action to end waiting lists for children. And its front page says, Stephen Donnelly ordered Children's Health Ireland to spend every cent of a €19 million fund on operations for kids suffering from scoliosis, but yet they didn't do as they were told. Children's Health Ireland chiefs spent most of the €19 million given to them to end scoliosis surgery waiting lists elsewhere. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says it's deeply frustrating to discover where the cash was spent. Senator Michael McDougall says it's a bit of a scandal, and he said heads must roll. Inside the papers, Mary Lou MacDonald is talking about Dublin City Centre and antisocial behaviour. She says the Dublin City Centre is scourged with antisocial behaviour, drug dealing, drug consumption and by gangs who create a daily atmosphere of fear and intimidation. And she says that this remains the case 7 months after a complete collapse of law and order during the Dublin riots, and despite big promises that were made by government. As she was speaking after that man, the Canadian tourist, died in hospital on Tuesday, 9 days after an attack on O'Connell Street. Now, four people have been arrested in connection with that. But Mary Lou MacDonald has said that the truth is Dublin City Centre is scourged with antisocial behaviour, drug dealing and gangs who create this fear and intimidation, and Dublin needs proper ongoing Garda presence, according to the Irish Times. just on that, yesterday morning I was driving in and I saw two young lads breaking into a car. I certainly didn't put them off. They didn't care a car was driving by. I did see a guard the car approaching, so I'm sure they got them. Hopefully they got them. But pretty brazen, middle of the night, robbing cars, and certainly didn't mind. They didn't even bother freezing or stopping. They just kept on breaking into the car. Irish Independent, if you want to go to Marbella, you're not allowed wee in the sea now, because Marbella is going to fine beachgoers, according to the Irish Independent, who urinate in the ocean, €750 for antisocial behaviour. And the first thing on everyone's minds is, how on earth are they going to enforce this? It really is impossible to enforce. It's going to be considered an antisocial act to urinate in the sea, liable for a €750 fine. And if you do it again, you'll face a €1,500 penalty. Someone is saying here, some TV presenter who admits urinating in the sea offered viewers advice on how to do so, saying they should pull down their swimwear before they wee in the sea. Apparently Marbella, not the first Spanish seaside resort to try and stop people attending calls of nature in the waves. They did try it somewhere else, but we don't know if anyone has ever been hauled up under such a rule. Smoking while sunbathing has also been targeted by local authorities in recent years. So if you're heading off to Marbella, just be aware of that. If you're fed up of AI and you want to trick AI, well, the Star says if you're Irish and you're called Tig, Cuiva or Siobhan, just ask it to say your name. Fake AI voices are often used in scams, as we know, but one giveaway how you'll know if it's a fake AI voice or not is that they can't pronounce Irish language names. So they'll mispronounce Siobhan as Sioban, they'll call Niamh Niam, Aoife will be Aoife, while Saoirse will become Saoirse. And this means that they won't be able to distinguish your name, and that's how you can tell if a robot is from a real person or not, if it's an AI voice. So that's one way of working that out. Two final stories for you. One comes from The Sun, the stories that really matter this morning. A biscuit lover was devastated to find that there was no jam in his jammy dodger. This is Richard Freeman, who's a zookeeper, and he settled down for a cup of tea when he realised he'd been shortchanged because there was no jam in the middle of the jammy dodger. This man is very dramatic, by the way, because as a zookeeper, he says he's been attacked by a cobra, he was stalked by a tiger and caught in a tornado in the desert. But when a man can't have a whole jammy dodger with his cup of tea, then something is wrong. Jammy dodgers have apologised to that. And finally, from The Telegraph, if you want to know if your man is a keeper or not, well, men are more likely to grow a beard when they're ready to settle down. So if the man in your life starts growing facial hair, apparently he's ready to settle down, because beards require more care and attention than being clean shaven. And they believe men who are willing to invest the time, effort and money into growing facial hair are more likely to swap single life for domestic bliss. So that's something to look out for. This is according to a study from Italy, which asked more than 400 men aged between 18 and 40 about the motivation for having a beard, and they found that the willingness to groom a beard was linked to an individual's social goals, and essentially they're more likely to settle down and they have reported less mate-seeking motivation. They're fed up of the single life. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.